It is an unusually busy time right now in Chicago politics. All those runners lining up to challenge the boss man in City Hall. 9 declared opponents already in the race for mayor, the vote being still 9 months away. In the back rooms of City Hall and the newsrooms of the media, the buzz is about money, not city issues or experience or qualifications, just the money. Who will have enough of it to buy enough television time to beat up on Rahm Emanuel? Right now, and for the foreseeable future, nobody. With more than $5 million in his campaign kitty, Rombo is way out in front. His opponents have less than $1 million, all 9 of them combined less than $1 million, which makes Emanuel, right now, the favored to win. Also, the buzz is about who's contributing the money and what the candidates are promising in return. Nothing, they say, except good government. It's what they all say, but it's not true. The truth is that once in office, the winner will return fortunes in city contracts, construction permits, appointments to lucrative positions on city boards and agencies. Mayor Emanuel's biggest contributors are corporate executives he appoints to the board of World Business Chicago, a city agency that opens doors for them to make fortunes. That's the game in mayoral politics. The players are denying it, but they can't hide it. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.